What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline.
I'm Ravina.
And I'm Tasia.
And we had so much fun last time that we're going to stick together. We're going to do this. This is going to be our new thing. We're going to be like bringing you guys.
Yes. The three blind mice. Oh, you just said that, didn't you?
No, sorry, I said amigos. You said blind mice.
Oh, okay. We're the three best friends anyone could ever have, you know? And so, well, we wanted to start off by talking about some, because, like, you know, everybody has their days when, even if you're like the nicest person or the most chipper, whatever, everybody has their days where they're just not in the mood.
Or it's like, don't talk to me but until I have coffee or I eat.
Right. Yeah. I am queen of hangry. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Same.
At my old job, we had at a job that I was working, it was really funny because it was kind of like a lot of young like people that worked there. All of us were kind of like around the same age. I think like the oldest person in the office was only like 37. Mm-hmm. So it was like really young and fun and all that. And I remember one day I was just like really annoyed with one of the guys that I was working with. And I was like, you're really annoying me. Like, I'm like, I don't care. I'm over you. Like, I was just like,
and
he and I had a really good working relationship. So he wasn't taking it like personal, you know. And then another guy that could overhear the conversation that we were having, because I was like, I really don't care. Like, he just like pops up and he's like, somebody get her a burger. She's getting hangry. Like,
you know, he knew.
Was like, you're just being rude because you're hungry. So, you know. Everybody has their thing. They have their days.
Like, wait, like, a few minutes before you start talking to somebody.
Yeah, you know, sometimes. Yeah, you know. Some people are just not in the mood.
Yeah, when me and my husband were dating, I forgot where we were going somewhere, and he's like, okay, babe, so we're just going to have to stop to get a snack every 90 minutes or so, because I noticed when you don't eat, sometimes you get a little bit angry.
Oh, it's like those Snicker commercials. Yes. When it's like, you're not you yourself.
I was like, what?
And he was like I said, swerve. Let's get something to eat.
And then we went and got chicken nuggets, and I had blue Gatorade, and I felt way better. This is what I ate meat. Yeah, so chicken nugget meal.
Speaking of people who get angry in the morning, Miss Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Not a force to be reckoned with.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Share a little self packs a punch.
What are you saying?
I don't know. She was just a little catty.
She was very catty.
Yeah, to my boy Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
And now.
Yeah, we love Ryan.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
Team Ryan.
Definitely.
I really don't understand how this even happened, because it's him and his morning radio show.
He invited her.
He invited her.
He gave
as
her a
guest.
Platform.
He is Ryan Seacrest. He was
Seacrest.
Here before Ariana Grande. Let's put it
like,
that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's Ryan.
Yeah, just don't have him put in no bad word for you, because
mind
then
you,
you're dead.
Yeah, like, if we had a guest come in and we saw on that guest's social media, we're going to ask you about what's on your social media. So as a normal person, I don't understand why she got so upset by Ryan asking her about her relationship with Mac Miller.
Yes, because she had posted a really cute
picture of the two
lovey-dovey picture. And so he kind of like asked her, like, hey, what's up?
And
like,
she straight up let him know it is too early for this kind of tea.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. And she was just kind of rude about it. And like, she just didn't want to answer the question, which I kind of get both sides, because one, if you're posting it on the internet, unfortunately, especially as a celebrity, it's fair game.
Yeah.
And when you,
she didn't think that though.
Right. And like, if you want to keep things private, which you have every right to do so, don't put it on a social media platform when you have hundreds of thousands of followers.
Exactly. Yeah. And she had the nerve to say to Ryan, well, I posted that picture because that's what I felt like I wanted people to know in that moment in time. But that doesn't mean that gives everybody the right to now ask more questions and want to know more
and
details
kind of
about
like,
it. But
girl,
that's exactly what people do. That's what TV shows are.
That's
like,
why you posted
that's what everything
it because
you wanted people
you
to
wanted
know.
To spill some tea.
Like Beyonce doesn't go posting pictures of
that
her
she doesn't want people
with Jay-Z,
to,
even though we all know they're married.
Right. And so I was just like, girl. But then I also do get it, like, that's her relationship. She wants to be private about it. But I just feel
for
like
we know he made her mad.
You
that
could
morning.
Have been a little bit nicer in shutting Ryan down, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Ryan Seacrest is the kind of guy that would probe so much to make you that uncomfortable. If you were like, oh, like that was just like a fun picture because we had a really good day, and kind of like ended it, You know, yeah. I don't think he would like keep probing and probing and probing.
It didn't even seem like he probed. It seemed exactly. like he asked.
And he's, then like, he's not that kind of a guy.
Defensive, and he was kind of like, "Well,
you posted it." You know? Yeah. And he even said like, if and he was like when he was kind of like having this conversation with her, he was like, "If I were to post something, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody asked me about it. Like, exactly. I'm careful about things that I post because you know it's fair game. So, especially when you know you're coming on an interview and things like that, that." And especially when you're a celebrity, mm-hmm. relationships are always a hot topic.
Yeah.
You know, who you're dating, who you broke up with, you know, who broke up with you, what happened.
Is it for a publicity stunt? Right. Like, what's going on with this situation?
Exactly. So it's like.
It was very weird how she got so defensive with Ryan, but was so like giddy giddy with Ellen.
Yes. And that's the other thing that I'm just like, girl. Because she.
Girl.
She went on Ellen and Ellen. I think it was actually the same picture in question. Displayed the picture on like that huge screen that she has. Yeah, I don't know exactly. And then Ellen was just like asking her about her relationship, and she kind of like giggled and got kind of like cutesy, like how she plays off sometimes, mm-hmm. and was like, "Yeah, like we're together, like all the type of thing." And I'm just like,
with Ryan, she couldn't even answer the question at all. She was like, "How dare you even ask me about it?" Like. I posted that picture.
And it wasn't like he was asking her like inappropriate questions about their relationship.
Yeah, like the VMAs or award shows came out that you've already shown that you've been involved with this man. Yeah.
And it's not like it was like scandal. Like she didn't steal him from some, as far as I know. Like it wasn't like he was with a high profile person that he was talking about. And then all of a sudden, ooh, now they're together. It wasn't not, there was no scandal attached to this.
I think maybe she's annoyed at the fact that she shot herself in the foot by posting it.
Oh yeah, maybe so.
You know? Because maybe for all we know, she was expecting to go to the interview and talk about her music, something else.
But if you like
sidelined with all these questions about this boy.
But if I was her, I would just pulled Ryan to the side and be like, "Hey, like I'm really grateful to be here, but I just really don't want to talk about this because you know, exactly. me and him got in a fight this morning. I don't want to glorify this. I don't know how this relationship's gonna go."
Sure. Your publicist and your manager should have already. But at this, briefed you on what was going to be going on.
I was
going
to say, a lot of times they do, well, in certain circumstances, you're able to kind of know, it may not be specific questions, but like kind of like the content.
The topic.
Yeah, they tell you.
They want to talk about.
You say what you don't and do, with, like if there is a hard no, not ask me about this, then that should have already been known.
But then at the same time, even if like she did get into like a little tiff before or like got a rude text message, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. it happens, something that ticked her off, I just think that you can still be kind of professional and just
there was no level,
you know, and just kind of like segue into something different and kind of, and like again, like I don't think Ryan and his show is not like a show where he wants like slander and all that, so if she would have like
he was asking her to her face,
she would have kind of like been like, "Oh yeah, like, but I don't really want to talk about that, like let's talk about music," or like, "Let's like, how are you doing," like, you know, and kind of like he wouldn't have
probed
her, like
you said, she didn't segue it in any different
way. He's not into that, like that's not his style, you know, to like embarrass you or anything. He just kind of, he started being stern with her when she started trying to get cute with him. She was like, he was like, "Hold on, like this is my show." Like,
exactly.
You know, you posted something. I'm asking you a simple question. You really don't have to answer it, but don't tell me I don't have the right to ask you a question when you're making it public yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody has their bad days. Everybody goes through what they go through. But it is a little sad that some of the media things that Ariana Grande is putting herself in, it hasn't been in a positive light.
Yeah.
In certain situations. Other than her music is good and she's great. But when you're young a young star, you don't want to have negative publicity be out about you. You don't want to get
and
into
so many
Lindsay
people
Lohan
follow
that
her
type of
on social
categories.
Media. She was bound to have been asked eventually. And if she's making public appearances with him,
you're posting public
and
pictures
things
all
like
over
that.
Instagram of you guys kissing.
And then I was just like, girl, why you want to be so easygoing with Ellen? That's
rude.
Yeah,
but even as a listener to Ryan Seacrest, if she was simply like, "Hey, Ryan, I don't feel like discussing it," I would have respected that. And I would have been like, she's just keeping it real. She's if I didn't want to discuss my relationship, then
anybody
I expect
to
people to understand.
About their,
but as listeners, we would all be like, "Okay, cool. She doesn't want to talk about it. That's fine."
Yeah.
But just say that.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you're posting on social media and things like that, it's forever.
It's an online profile and representation of ourselves.
And as a celebrity, expect people
and there's
to
too many
ask
people
questions and wonder.
Who follow you, and when you're posting certain things. So, I mean, but if you do follow celebrities on social media that many of us do, and it's just funny to me when they do get like really personal, because it is like a personal and look insight into their lives. But then I always think it's hilarious when they get mad over stuff that they've posted.
People, for instance, Beyonce, Jay-Z, like even Rihanna, like they post things that they want you to see.
Yeah, you don't have to post.
We don't see it. Like Kylie Jenner lives on social media, but mm-hmm. she's posting what we want them to see. Like the Kardashians, they are the executive producers of their show. We see what they want you to see. So mm-hmm. like Ariana, yeah. if you didn't want to be asked about it, you shouldn't have posted it.
Agreed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that just goes for like even us common folk. Like,
yeah, even me. Like, I don't want somebody to know. I'm not going to put it out there. You don't have to post it,
you know, and things like that. So we're going to go ahead and cut it to a quick break. I'm sorry, Ariana. You know, I do love your music and everything, but girl, you're just so rude. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at the same time, if she wants to post things, then you just have to take it with a grain of salt, because people are going to be intrigued about what you're talking about. So when we come back, we want to talk about Nicki Minaj as well as social media news and how social media plays into our news, into what we learn, into what we hear about things that are happening. Yeah. And what we see about things around the world. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. We'll be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
What's up, everyone? We are back. I'm Pauline.
I'm Real Ravina.
Tasia.
And you are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. And okay, so we have some special news that we just learned, actually, just on that quick break. Mm-hmm. And
tell us,
rejoice,
Pauline.
Rejoice. If you love Twitter, and I love Twitter. I do. I love Twitter. My
so
top
does Drake, right?
Is Instagram. Instagram is definitely my top social media platform, but Twitter is in a close second. So Twitter, for all of us Twitter tweet people.
Tweeters so, out there.
Tweeters. tweet. We have the 140 character limit when composing a tweet. And so it's quick and smart. I did like when they did the update to where you can add like a thread and make. So if you have like multiple tweets along the same conversation, you can add the thread when discussing anything, whatever. So but people have always been kind of like, oh, there's been kind of like two sides to it, because a lot of people like the 140 character limit, but then some mm-hmm. people wish that you could add more. But then people are saying, like, if you want to talk that much, go on Facebook or whatever, you know, like it's supposed to just be short and sweet. So they have just come up with a way to, like, they've updated Twitter so that now, because we still have that 140 character limit, so that part has not changed. But now when you add a video or a picture, a poll, it will, or if you like quote a tweet and then want to comment on what you're quoting and things like that, mm-hmm. it's not going to count towards your character limit. Yeah,
that's
which
cool.
is mm-hmm. yeah, it's nice.
Because I don't want their comment to be all up in mine, you know?
Right.
Like, I was trying to say,
well,
I have something more to
exactly.
say.
Exactly. I want to add to it. And like sometimes when you add like a little poll or like a little video, it takes up some of your character. I'm like, why? Why do I gotta take up space when I'm trying to post it and talk about it? Mm-hmm. You know, I'll have something to say.
Then you have no room left to talk about
it. And then you
gotta
start having like grammatical errors. Like you gotta put like mm-hmm. wit instead of with.
I believe Twitter did that. It's because they realize how many businesses and legit how social media marketing is taking play. And people want to have something to say on their Twitter platforms.
Ooh, look
and
at
how
you,
am I gonna,
Tasia. That's right.
Yeah, like how am I going to be able to have anything to say? I just quoted or took an article from
that
something
makes
else,
sense.
And now you're not allowing me as the person to say anything
right.
either, or, without having to put a whole bunch of different. And because you know, there's all the celebrities out there. We want to read what you're saying, and then
right.
next you know, we're reading this 10-page Twitter rant because they only had 140 characters. So they didn't have enough words, you know?
So, I mean, that's actually, like, a really good thing. I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, I don't know if – I honestly do not think that they're ever going to change the Twitter limit as far as, like, the characters
making
are concerned.
It unlimited and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I agree with you because sometimes some people, you just – you don't need to have that much to say.
Take it to Facebook.
Yeah. That's what the post
I'm not
for.
Trying to read a paragraph on
yeah.
Twitter.
No.
I'm really not.
No. I can read your rant, though. That might be a little funny. But I can
Some rants
stop,
on Twitter are funny.
But I don't want to – I don't want to read the paragraphs.
Yeah.
It's a book now. It's not Twitter.
That's Facebook.
It's not what Twitter's for.
I was going to say, yeah, that's definitely a mm-hmm. Facebook thing. Mm-hmm. So, well, speaking of Twitter and everything, Nicki Minaj has been on Twitter. She actually had just started this today. Like, this is something. Like,
She's trying to help a brother out.
I know. So, if...
You're keep laughing. She's that so was, weak off of this.
Because I think it's even more funny to me because, like, I'm an older sister. So,
yeah.
And I have younger brothers, so I'm just like, this is hilarious.
She's,
to
like,
me.
Pimping out her brothers on
so,
Twitter.
So,
literally.
She's just trying to be a great older sister. And so Nicki Minaj is trying to, via Twitter, find her little brother a girlfriend. And so she tweeted, looking for a new GF, so a new girlfriend for Kaya. I'm thinking that's how you pronounce his name. But mm-hmm. Kaya. And then she goes on to tweet, maybe I should throw a little party. Should throw a party for him with nothing but 18 and 19 year old girls. Send me your applications. All races are welcome. Invite only.
Damn. So guys, we just missed the
age
cap.
We did. We did.
So, and then... a follower of hers did ask her, did he ask you to do this or are you just being an annoying big sister? And then Nicki Minaj replied, annoying big sister for 500, Alex. So she is.
So she's just doing, okay.
So she is kind of doing.
What's wrong with him? Is he not, because I would use that. I am Nicki Minaj's little brother. You come in
yeah, lobby
tonight.
To the timeline.
Yeah, like he should be using that line all the time. So I don't see why he can't get his own girls.
I think it's funny. You know, it's cute because...
imagine that party, though.
It's fun. It's all fun and games. I'm sure he, you know... Because, I mean, she, I guess... Well, for me, like, in our family, like... I like it when my brothers get along with whoever it is I'm dating. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm sure he
like
would want, like, yeah, you know, I'm sure he would
want
Nicki
Minaj. There was a girl
involved
with her that she
didn't
like.
Could you imagine dating
so
his little
scared.
Sister or little brother and be like, oh,
honestly,
I'm Onika and I'm like, yeah. And I don't like you.
Because when in reports that have been said about Nicki Minaj, she's very demanding when it comes to what she wants, how she wants it. You know,
sure.
There's no
and I'm
fine
sure,
lines
and a lot of older sisters are really protective of their little brothers and things like that. And so
I wonder if anybody actually filled out the application.
I was gonna
like,
say,
put it out
people
there
just slide into her DMs like,
"Hey,
holla at your girl."
I wonder what his old girlfriend did for Nicki Minaj to put it on like Twitter and be like,
"I know,
we're finding a new girl for him."
Yeah.
You know, what if she cheated on him or something? You know?
I know, and then that makes us wonder if, like we said, clearly she did it just for fun, but that makes me wonder, like, does he truly need a girlfriend, or was she just
well,
really
behind,
100% being annoying?
Well, to me, behind every girl. Just kidding is some truth, you know?
Oh, for sure. For
People
sure.
People joke on real things.
So he's probably so really single.
If she finds somebody who's, like, seems wholesome, you know, she might be like, hey, come to my next show.
Yeah.
Let's
that sucks
go eat.
Because you never know who's there for the right intentions, right? They just want to talk to
Mickey
and Minaj.
Especially when they
meet
in that sense. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, let me slide in your DMs because you just try
but
to get
hey,
my brother off of Twitter.
Hey, you never know. I mean.
It's not going to end well.
You can find love anywhere, I guess.
True.
I mean.
You can make love in this club, like Usher said.
Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Girl.
I don't know if it's for real. Girls, if you are jumping into Nicki's DMs or even Baby Brother's DMs to try
tell
to.
Tell us how it goes.
I know. I'm wondering. Hey, yes. You never know. Stranger things have
jump
happened.
Jump in our DMs after. Let us know how
yeah.
that conversation went.
Stranger things have happened. You know, people, you know, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
People
it's
use
just
social
like the
media
Twitter
to get
version
together.
Of The Bachelor.
So, I just love that she said some like accepting applications.
Submit your application.
Submit your application. She did.
She's a boss. Why
did they just be an annoying like, sister for 500, Alex?
I was like, so do you like add like if, like do you send in a resume?
I would.
And what kind of a resume? Like I can cook or like everything. I get along well.
I'm the type of person. You can always put more on the resume. You know, they'll read through what they want to read.
Get along
through,
well with know? Parents.
Everything you know how to do.
So Tasia is sitting there prepping her resume right now as we speak.
I'm here.
Tasia and she's just like clicking along on her resume.
I'm looking at these applications. I'm trying to see, you know, I fit the qualifications. So, well, you're I'm a little too old now.
Maybe, Nikki, maybe that's a problem. Maybe he needs somebody older. Maybe that's the thing.
Can we please increase the age requirements?
I say cut off 24.
No, I don't want him.
Oh, you don't want him, Pauline? No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't want to. I mean, if Nikki's going to take friendship applications, maybe that.
Oh, actually, I would rather be in that one because I do have a boyfriend. So I'd rather be in that. I'd rather be in that.
Married and with child. And with child.
I just want to meet Nicki Minaj. Yes. That's all I
don't really like you. I just really wanted to meet your sister.
Yeah.
He probably does have to deal a lot with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, I know for a fact that there have been girls like because one of my brothers, he's only 2 years younger than I am. And even now, like in high school and like some of the places that I work at and things like that, I know that there are some girls that tried to befriend me for my brother. And we're not even like famous. Like, you know, he's just really good looking and all that.
He's just cute.
But like, yeah. And like I've had friends like and I've told girls. You're either my friend or you're trying to date him because we're not having this both thing. So I can only imagine how it must be for like him, you know, people wanting to befriend him and or date him because of Nikki, you know, and things like that. I always think about that when people have like celebrity parents or like celebrity like siblings that are like major. Yeah. It's like, do you really like me or click? They don't necessarily have the money, you know, because it's like not their talent or whatever, their stardom, but like
even when it is, no one wants you to be around them just to use them, you know?
I always wonder. So, I mean, like, I'm wondering if this saga is going to continue, if this is just going to be like a tweeted and done it, or if like.
I'm sure somebody else is going to randomly ask her about it, and then she'll have something to say, but other than that, I think it's going
to
die.
I just love that she admits to being an older, like an annoying older sister. You know, it just adds to her. I love Nicki Minaj. I think
it just adds to her character, her persona. Like, exactly. Makes her seem who she is.
Right.
So we're going to start doing this for our younger brothers now as well.
Oh, no.
Since Nicki Minaj set the trend.
My brother has a girlfriend, so I don't think I think he's pretty okay in that department.
No girl will ever be good enough for my brothers.
Aw. That's so cute.
I like that. Ever. My brother's tough. He doesn't really care. He's one of those summertime loves, you know? Boys. Oh, yeah. Like, school starting. Gotta let me push you off. Yeah.
This was fun.
I got things to do.
That's funny.
He's not about it.
I love it. Yes. I love it. Hey, I mean, as long as you're up front, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let it be known. Tell the truth.
Exactly.
We're young, you know?
Young, wild, and free. There's no limits on this, you know, whatever.
I just wish we were able to see her brother reply to these tweets.
Yeah, he's
I know,
mortified.
He's just sitting there like, yes, ladies.
Come and get me.
Either that or he's like...
He needs to be filling out some college applications instead of these girlfriend applications. He's 18, 19. That's what he need to be doing.
He need to be going...
But, I mean, I'm not his sister. I mean, so it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure Nikki's already good at getting him into Harvard.
I was
going
to say, maybe he is going to school. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know him.
We don't know his career.
I don't know his life.
But we're going to find out.
We're going to actually have to cut it to a break real quick. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. We will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
So So we are back and we're getting ready to wrap up this episode of the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. But there's just a little bit more that we have to talk about before we sign off. And one cool thing that Instagram is starting, it was made available actually this past Monday. So it's fairly new. It's about almost a week old now. Mm-hmm. But it's a way to kind of filter comments on your profile. And actually, I apologize. This is actually 2 weeks old now. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said it's only been 1 week. So you may have noticed it within this past week if you have. And it's actually kind of interesting because I thought I was noticing something different, but I wasn't quite sure. And I just honestly thought that my app needed to be updated because you know how sometimes you have glitches on your apps when like there's an update.
I mean, like, what?
But like, yeah, your app hasn't quite updated. Yeah, or it's like kind of like slower, whatever. But so there's like a comment moderation area. So you know how like on your profile you can block people, you can put your account on private, things like that. But now there's a feature where you can actually moderate the type of comments that are allowed to be posted on like underneath your pictures. So if you got a lot of haters or if you just don't like certain inappropriate words or dialogue to take place on your pictures and things like that in your comment section, you can actually turn that off. So it will disable people from actually being able to make those comments. So Instagram has kind of like a list of inappropriate words or like keywords basically that can be prohibited, but you can also customize it and add more. So like if there's certain words, like if you don't want hater posted on there, I don't know if hater is part of that preset keywords, but you know, or if there's just like any type of dialogue and comments and things that you just don't want to see popped up underneath your comments, you can disable it. So there's no rude comments being left. Because sometimes
people are trolls out there.
Yeah, people can post some really rude and mean and hurtful things. And also, like, for myself, like, I don't have notifications on my phone from Instagram. So, like, I don't get notified when I get a message or a comment or whatever on any of my social media platforms. So it's not until I actually open up the app that I see the notifications. So for people like myself or people who aren't always on their phone or don't have apps on their phone, they just log on to the computer or whatever, you could have comments underneath your pictures for a long time, you know, before you realize that something negative has been posted and other people who follow you can see those nasty comments or rude comments. They can add to it. And it may be, you know, hours before you realize these people are talking trash about me. Like, you know.
Yeah, until you get around to seeing it.
Yeah, and then you go on there and there's like 80 comments and you're like, what in the world is this? You know, and it's happened to my friend. Like, she's had people, you know, hack into her account and do really mean things. And so it was soliciting a lot of rude things from other people. Yeah. And she didn't know because we were at work.
And mind you, the thing that sucks about all those type of comments and stuff like that, it happens to be from people who are all these fake Instagram accounts.
Yeah,
all
these fake accounts, all these,
you know, people who are private pages who have nothing better to do with their life but other than leave a whole bunch of negative things. And
right, and it can be over anything. People
random opinion.
Write rude comments about like your nails. Like if you have a picture and like you have a chipped manicure, people will go on a riot about that. And it's like, really, does your manicure never chip? Like, you know what I mean?
Just unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, little rude things. So I actually am really excited for this new app change. And I think that for a lot of people, thankfully, I don't even get that many likes on Instagram or comments, so I don't really have to deal with that.
But I've never seen this.
I honestly think I am going to add it on there just because, you know.
Oh, really?
Because, like,
I don't even know how to add it, honestly.
No, so it's, like, in the settings. Mm-hmm. So you can add it from the settings just as if you would change, like, your profile to private or whatever, public or private. And so it's just, I think, another great way that they're trying to
It's better than having to, for those celebrities, those people going and deleting and doing all that stuff because all those insignificant comments.
But yeah, that's a good idea. But it makes me question if celebrities will even use this because a lot of them, this is the only communication they have with fans and outside sources besides their little circle that they're kind of confined to. And fans and celebrities tell the truth. You know what I mean? So like, oh,
your butt's big, or I don't like your top, or blah, 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 right? Like, they want to know the bad, too. Like, Kim Kardashian said that, like, Kylie Jenner needs to, you know, ease into the fame and not be such a diva, but she admitted, she's like, when I first started out, I would be up until 3-4 in the morning looking up everything that the paparazzi wrote about me, looking up photos, articles,
she was,
my
Kim
comments.
Was proud of being the number one Googled person.
Yeah. She would Google herself all the time just to see what other people are saying. So I feel like personally for her, I don't think that she'll change it. So maybe celebrities won't use it, but some will.
Yeah, it's just or about like, a personal standing as a person. You have to be able to have thick skin in a sense,
regardless. But then I think it's also good too for like if you're in high school or like elementary school, because kids can sometimes be kind of mean. So like if you if you're like younger or even like our age, because sometimes people even our age can be really petty.
Yeah, because when I was in high school, there was a social media. I don't know if it's still really being used as much now, but it was called FormSpring.
Oh, okay.
And it was where you can go on there. You can make a profile, but you can also
post. Oh, I heard about that. And then people ask you anonymous questions.
Yeah, you would ask anonymous. You can either post it as your name, yourself.
Right.
But you can also post it anonymously. And people would start posting really mean things. So if they had that filter to not be able to post those certain type of things, then it would be able to.
And honestly, I kind of wish that there was a way to like disable comments just altogether.
Like if I didn't want no one to be able to comment on this picture, I didn't ask
because
for
sometimes,
you to comment.
Because sometimes like people will post things that are like, or like will comment like, and I've had this occasionally where I'll go and delate a person's comment
Like,
that wasn't funny. Or like, I'm like, that's,
I didn't ask you
like,
to say
really,
that.
That was really inappropriate.
I don't want your number on the bottom of my picture. Like, take this off.
You know, so if Instagram, if you ever come up with an option to just disable comments in general, I will definitely be on that. Like, I'm over it.
I agree with you because there's certain pictures where I don't care for your comment.
Yeah, or like when people do try to point out things that are like really petty or just to be funny. Mm-hmm. And like, it probably is funny and it probably is true. Like, yeah, like I probably, you know, like this probably is true about this picture, but you don't have to point out everything.
Yeah. And that's when I think the line people forget. Well, in my personal opinion, social media is also because it's my media that I want to put out there. It's not for me 100% to entertain you. It's for you to see what I want you to see, not for it to be about you. My page is about me. So let's keep it about me.
So we'll see. I think it is actually a really good idea. Like I said, celebrity or us common folk wise, you know, it has a potential just to, and they just want it to be a little bit more of a safer environment so people feel more comfortable, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, because even after, for instance, the Olympic winner,
Gabby Douglas.
Yeah, her. She, did you see how she potentially wanted to quit being an Olympic athlete because of all the trolls and so many people saying so many negative things about her on the social media, that it becomes very hurtful, especially for someone. They're young girls, young people, so nobody wants to
read
have
all
to
that
deal
negativity
with that.
All the time.
She didn't do anything to anybody to deserve that other than do her job.
Right.
And she didn't ask for an opinion, so sometimes you don't have to give it.
I know, I totally agree with that. So, and I think that that's really good. I applaud Instagram with this one. I think a lot of other social media sites should follow suit. And I don't think it takes away from anything. Like, I feel like you still can get a really good experience using these social media platforms. You can still enjoy it just as much.
Yeah, it's not going to take anything away from that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because honestly, at the end of the day, I don't comment on as many people's stuff on social media anyways. I
very
rarely,
section. It's like my three really good girlfriends. I'm like, oh, girl, looking cute. Like, or I'm like, TFTI.
Eyes on my boyfriend's picture, but that's about it.
That's like, about it, you know? Or like, yeah, that's really all I really post about and care about. So I don't know. I agree. I just use it like, I'm like scrolling through. I'm like, ooh, like it. Like your shirt. Cute girl. Ooh, that boy cute. Like it. Like. So actually, that's going to do it for this episode of the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. It was actually a lot of fun. I'm like, again, just remember, whatever you post on social media or on the internet is fair game. However, you should still be
deleted, guys.
You should be polite when commenting on other people's things, or you might just get muted.
Yeah.
So I'm Pauline.
I'm Ravina.
And I'm Tasia.
And we will talk to you guys next time.